A story now about the northern saw-whet owl. The bird weighs less than a baseball and fits into the palm of your hand. One man in upstate New York is part of an international effort to learn more about them. But first, he has to catch one. North Country Public Radio's Doyle Dean reports.
It's a brisk fall afternoon, just before sunset, when I meet Mark Mansky on the trail behind his house. He puts the dogs inside while we talk.
Come on, you two. Come on now. Hey, come.
Mansky's a big man with a big smile. He's a retired high school biology teacher. Now he teaches at Paul Smith College, and he runs a company called Adirondack Raptors. He shows off his birds at public events, doing raptor outreach. His love affair with one raptor in particular, the saw-whet owl, began one night when he was sitting on his porch, tooting on his recorder.
And I was tooting away. And I had about eight of them all tooting back at me, and the moon was rising, and you could see the little bodies moving from branch to branch. It's pretty magical.
Tonight, Mansky and two volunteers, Tara Fuller and Jonas Borkholder, hope to catch saw-whet owls. They'll examine, band, and then release the birds. The bands each have a number, and each number will help tell each owl's story.
I'm chomping at the bit. I want to get rolling.
Tonight looks good for catching. There's a partial moon, a breeze, and it's cool.
Cool temperatures usually just after a front moves through, so the temperature is dropping is ideal. It gets the birds moving. So everything so far is perfect, perfect, perfect.
This is all part of Project OwlNet, an international effort to better understand the northern saw-whet owl. The birds aren't endangered now, but researchers are documenting their health and migration patterns in case anything changes. A row of mist nets line the trail. Mansky uses a cane to pull them into place. They're made of fine, soft fibers, and they've got little pockets for catching owls. It takes more than a net, though. You need to attract the birds. Mansky activates an audio lure that plays a saw-whet call. So here's the plan. We'll wait in Mansky's house, and every half hour, two of us will go check the nets. A couple of hours pass. Nothing. We go out again.
Can you hear that? That right?
Yeah, what was that?
That's the saw-whet. That's the saw-whet. We got one around.
But there's nothing in the nets. Back at the house, coffee, conversation, check outside. And then the door swings open. Tara and Jonas burst through the door.
We have success. We have an owl.
Hallelujah.
The owl is in a white mesh bag. It wiggles around. Mansky pulls the bird from the bag. Okay, I need to take a moment and say here that these birds are ridiculously cute. Little furry bodies, huge wide eyes. They look so cuddly. But they're fighters. They'll mess you up. Sharp beaks, strong talons. Mansky uses a gentle but firm hand. He weighs, measures, checks the owl's eye color, body fat, age. Then he places a band on the owl's leg. All this stuff goes into a notebook, and it will be entered into the database later. The owl makes an odd clacking noise.
Okay, I know, sweet pea, I know. You are beautiful, you really are. I know, and you're not happy, you're telling me off. And the clacking you're hearing... You know, I always thought it was the beak clacking. It actually is like them going, you
oh,
know.
Oh, it's in the back of the throat?
Yeah. I know. I always thought it was the beak clacking.
What's the matter, Jonas?
Mansky places the bird back in the bag. Then he puts it on the dark porch to calm down before release. Time to check the nets again and band more owls.
Saw-whet owl looks like a saw-whet owl looks like a saw-whet owl. They all look the same. They're a little brown bird. Until you put a band on it, all of a sudden now they become an individual.
Another owl is collected. It's brought inside and examined, and then Tara and Jonas walk out front to release the birds. Each wears a shiny new numbered band. Tara gently pulls an owl out of her bag. And before you know it, just like magic.
All right. And that bird is also gone.
So it almost looked like it floated out of your hand.
It kind of did it. I was like, just lifted off and flew away.
The saw-whet owls disappear into the night. And thanks to Mark Mansky, now they're individuals to us humans. They've got a history. and data that will help researchers better understand them. For Here and Now, I'm Doyle Dean.